This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
Hi!
I think we need a side hustle.
What does that mean?
A side hustle.
What do you think this podcast is supposed to be? It's a failing side hustle, but it's a side hustle.
Easy now.
I'm just saying we have 7 downloads.
Okay, so.
Been doing this for 6 years now.
Okay, so.
And it's not good.
On Facebook, someone is selling snowballs that they accumulated during the snowstorm up in northern Florida, and they're selling them for $250.
A piece?
A piece. A baggie.
Why would you? It's rain, bro.
But it's Florida snow.
Okay, so what I'll do is next time it rains in Florida, which is right now, I'm going to go outside with a sandwich bag, fill it up with rain, and put it in the freezer.
Florida snow.
Florida snow.
Well, that'd be ice.
Florida ice. It's the same thing. It's a solid.
Okay, sure.
Science, bitch. This is not going well. Why?
My hair's a mess.
It's fine.
I need to go brush it.
It's fine.
You make me feel self-conscious.
You're fine. It's fine. This is staying in, too.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. So this episode today is sponsored by Midnight Signals Podcast.
Oh.
That's another side hustle, though.
Okay. That's our side hustle.
That's one of them. This one and that one.
That's your side hustle.
What's mine is yours. What's yours is mine.
Document it. Clack it. Put it down right there.
Hey, I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. That rule.
Uh-huh.
You make more money than me.
That's my 9 to 5.
That's on the record.
Uh-huh.
You make more money than me. You're the sugar mama now. So
I'm the captain now.
If you decide to leave, guess what?
Leave what?
Me.
Oh.
I get half.
Is that what's in your head right now?
It hurts you more than it hurts me.
Is that what's in your head right now?
I'm just saying. I got you would be the one getting the short end of the stick.
First off,
you'd be without this.
My trophy husband.
Yeah, my trophy husband.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you don't have a trophy husband. I have a trophy husband.
I am not gay. But, yeah.
Good.
You just have to give me half.
Okay, ready?
So just don't leave.
All right.
I'm ready. Tax season. Boo.
I can't with you. Good Lord.
Speaking of tax season.
I'm not going to get a word in edgewise.
Ron DeSantis just said he is on board with eliminating the state income tax or state property tax in Florida. There is no state income tax in Florida. The state property tax he's talking about getting rid of.
Cool.
That's a big deal. He doesn't want people to have to pay taxes on something they've already paid taxes on when they purchase the item, as in your house. You pay a bunch of taxes when you buy it, and then you have to pay the government in perpetuity for rights to live in your own freaking property. That is a scam, my friends.
So does that mean assessments aren't a thing? Or is that separate?
Well, so the negative to this is it doesn't affect local taxes. So your county taxes. So for example,
state versus local. I got you.
We're in Tampa, so we're in Hillsborough. Hillsborough taxes, obviously. The state has no control over those, but state taxes will hopefully be eliminated. He said he's going to support any bill that is like the top level of getting rid of state property taxes. So the problem with it is in Florida, it has to be a 60% vote to eliminate or to do a constitutional amendment in Florida. So that's where we're at, but he's going to support it. And who the hell wouldn't vote for less taxes? If you do vote for keeping more taxes, you're dumb.
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 I want them to stop taxing me for fucking Social Security that I'll never get.
Gotta pay for other people's Social Security.
Yeah.
But taxes are coming up.
Boo. Yay.
Boo. So I don't know if you've seen this, but it's been going around on TikTok. Where an actual Supreme Court opinion in Flora versus the United States
Flora
is often quoted that the proposition of the opinion. Anyways, our system of taxation is based upon voluntary assessment and payment, not upon restraint.
Oh, wait a minute. So you're telling
right?
Well, what's voluntary about me getting half my check taken out every 2 weeks?
Uh-huh. They're saying that you can, they're not forcing you to pay the taxes. You're supposed to go out and do your tax return on your own. They don't just forcibly take all of that out.
But that's not true. Because if I decide to not, if it's voluntary and I say, no, I'm not going to do it this year, they will put me in jail or right. garnish my wages. I don't understand like how that's voluntary. Garnishment of my wages is stealing from me.
There are many cases, I guess, of the United States versus, you know, individuals.
Let's fix that.
I liked it.
45 degrees, honey. Sheesh. We've been doing this for 6 years and you still don't have mic etiquette.
Anyways, so the United States versus all these people, and all these people said that, well, back in the decision of the Flora versus the United States, we said that it was voluntary, then I shouldn't have to pay taxes. Every single person's lost.
Well, yeah.
The tax filing at the end of the year is voluntary, meaning that you have to go out and prepare your own taxes. But the actual act of paying taxes is not voluntary. But this statement keeps popping up.
So hang on. Hold on. So you're saying that I don't have to file taxes?
You do if you don't want to go to jail.
No. I don't have to file taxes. They just said that that's voluntary.
Although Treasury regulations establish voluntary compliance as the general method of income tax collection, Congress gave the state of the Treasury the power to enforce the income tax laws through involuntary collection. It don't make no sense.
So what? I don't know. Because if I, okay. Why should I go out and use TurboTax then?
Because you are voluntarily.
I don't want to volunteer.
Preparing your taxes.
Then I don't want to.
So they don't involuntary come take you to jail.
How about they prepare my taxes for me since they got to make this complicated 100%. Ass tax code.
Why can't they just involuntarily, because all of this leads to jail if you don't do it.
Destroy the IRS.
Take the taxes.
And flat tax me every month.
Yep.
Because it equals out. If you flat tax everybody, I don't know, 15%. We'll just pretend. Mm-hmm. 15%. That means rich people will pay more. Mm-hmm. Because 15% of $1 million is obviously more than 15% of $10,000 or $100,000. So flat tax me. And that way, rich people can't pay their way through lawyers and
red tape
and
loopholes
and write-offs. Yeah, loopholes that are purposefully in there that they use because they can afford to. They can't do that with a flat tax. It's like, oh, your company made $100 million this year. Well, you owe us 15%.
Originally, the government was meant for national security.
Yeah,
and
we're not there no more.
Right. We'll get there in a second. So take what you need in order to get the national government done. Right. But from there, why do I have to be involved? I don't know what all of these back and forth taxation things mean. I have a cousin who's very smart in all of it. I will give her props. But I cannot, for the life of me, figure out a tax form. Like, no.
TurboTax. But it's almost purposeful because there's a whole industry created around doing something that's required by law.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense to me.
But it's voluntary.
No, it isn't. Ask Wesley Snipes.
Uh-huh. So I can't wait to see what Dodge does.
Yeah, I did read and heard that they are entering the IRS building this week. And I do hope they go in there and crack some skulls. It needs to happen. The IRS, why do they need, I can't remember, 200,000 IRS agents with firearms and ammo? They bought that stuff.
Good grief.
It's insanity. Like, it's like, oh, it's voluntary? Then why do you need guns, bro?
Right. Well, Dodge actually has a tracker. I don't know if you've seen this. But you can actually download an app even, but it's dodge-tracker.com. And literally it shows everything that they're working on as far as, you know,
cutting.
What their recommendations are for elimination, because they don't have the authority to eliminate, but they're giving recommendations on what to eliminate and how much the savings has accumulated to. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
So do we get a bigger refund No, or are we saying that's a sunk cost and maybe lower taxes later?
No.
Like,
no, because
what do we?
We're still operating at a deficit.
Yeah, but okay, that's a billion, not a trillion. Okay.
Yeah. We're not even close to touching that.
Yeah.
But I did see one of the line items that they cut. It was millions of dollars for Mozambique circumcisions. Why are we paying for this?
Hey, improving learning outcomes in Asia and
I don't understand.
Voter confidence in Liberia. Like,
yes, that was one of them.
It's crazy.
The circumcision thing. It's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Why are we over in other countries promoting circumcisions?
That's insane.
It's like, I got scissors. I did mine for free.
Ow. They call that a bris, I think, in the Jewish.
Oh, yeah. Don't they have a whole ceremony?
Yeah. There? So did you go?
Yeah, but I did it myself. I didn't have a party.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
All jokes.
I have a child, so it works.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that.
I didn't butcher the op.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So,
love you.
So, with all of this in mind, you know, a lot of people seem to have concerns over what Dodge is doing. And
I don't.
I mean, I can understand, like, what does it take to run a government? None of us 100% understand what that is, what it takes to run a government. So all of these are recommendations. They're not just cutting things out. It's up to the executive, I believe it's the executive branch, that would then make the decision on what to do with any of these. So I feel like, let's just watch. Like, the idea that all of this money is going to waste and there's a potential that we could be less impacted in paying more taxes. I mean, I feel like it's a win, right?
Well, they're taking away things that we are paying for other countries. It's not necessarily people here that are going to be affected by it. Not only that, a lot of what Dodge has uncovered is literal theft. They're paying Politico, I can't remember, a ridiculous amount of money of your taxes. That's a freaking journalistic organization. How are you paying for them with my money?
When you say things like the Department of Education is being cut, like, people freak out, right?
Okay, yeah, but they are.
But what part of their funding are we cutting in the Department of Education? So I think there's...
We need to dismantle that whole org, too.
I think there's a lot going on that needs to be piece by piece and just watch, right? Let's just watch the recommendations that come out and see what happens.
I saw a tweet the other day about it. We got Dodge over there cutting the Department of Education when 8th graders can't read, 12th graders can't write, blah, 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 blah. They were like, hey.
Exactly.
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 They go, I mean, they're in charge right now and all these kids can't do normal school taught things.
Right.
So what are they doing besides soaking up all these funds for what?
Right.
I don't know. I think we need to go more back towards state-run programs in schools. And honestly, we should go back toward more towards school choice type deals, too.
Florida's pretty good about that.
It's a monopolistic thing. The Department of Education is, they have a monopoly on what they consider education.
That was pretty cute.
Manamana?
Oh, so cute.
Manamana.
Well, I think with all this stuff going on with Dodge and that we're making all these fun cuts to international type fundings, right? Where it sounds like other countries are getting pissed off.
Wah.
One of them currently, probably more because we're saying that they should become a 51st state, but is Canada.
Oh, thank you. Are we talking about hockey?
We are.
Yeah.
Note the shirt. We are talking about hockey.
Oh, tonight. I love it, though. That was so awesome. them dumbasses up in the north. Yeah, I'm calling y'all dumbasses because you pissed me off now. I don't even want you over here.
Hold on. So there's a tournament going on called Four Nations Face Off. And it's the U.S., Canada, I think it's Sweden, and there's one more. I can't remember what the other one is.
Russia, maybe?
No. Maybe. I don't know. But anyways, U.S. and Canada faced off recently.
Last night, I believe.
Yes, but based on when this airs.
When's this air?
Recently. during the national anthem of Canada Everything was respectful, peaceful,
quiet.
U.S. anthem comes on. The Canadians boo the national anthem of the United States.
Not a good look, bros.
Nope. So
keep your booze over there.
So as soon as the puck,
maple syrup ass.
As soon as the puck is dropped,
gummies,
gloves are dropped by all of the U.S. players on the ice, including the Canadians.
Now, you said the U.S. lost two fights.
Yes.
I did not see that.
Okay, so
I watched them. No.
If you watch the fights, Canada won two of the fights, the fist fights.
I don't believe that.
And the U.S. won one. And they were good fights. I mean, it was pretty close.
I didn't see the ones where the U.S. lost.
Okay, well.
You're bullshitting me right now.
But overall.
But listen, our bird is an eagle. Their bird is a goose.
Overall, the game was won by the United States 3-1.
Yeah, we beat y'all asses in your own sport. Now shut up and stay up there, stupid.
I can't get a word in edgewise. Okay, so one of the things that they kept saying the night before the match was that anytime Sidney Crosby has been on the line for Canada, they have not lost. They were at 26-0 against any international
team. Did he play last night?
He played last night.
And they lost.
26-1.
Good. 26-1. I don't like him.
Me either. I'm not a fan.
He cries a lot.
Yep.
He's kind of like, I remember when, what was that disease they all had in the locker room? Mumps or whatever?
I don't know.
Damn, that dude looked like a chipmunk with his cheeks all big and
that
shit.
That was what? Back in like 08 or
it
something?
It was so weird. He looked like he had a bunch of nuts in his mouth, which I'm sure he's used to.
I can't. Okay, so he, I think, is, even though I do not like him.
He's a good player.
He is a good player.
He's highly skilled. Is he as good as Ovi? Fuck no.
Nope. Speaking of Ovi, check the shirt. We are 16 goals away. 16.
He's gonna... 16. That's going to be an insane feat that he beats Wayne Gretzky in his record.
Yes.
That is huge.
So Wayne
Hockey
Gretzky,
is hard as hell to score in now versus back when Wayne Gretzky was playing.
Those pads are huge.
Yeah, the goalie, it's like you have 3 inches of space to score in now.
Mm-hmm. But.
Oh, God.
What did you do? Oh, my gosh.
And my toenail ripped off somehow.
Oh, no, stop.
On air.
I can hunt. Okay. Ooh, pain.
Don't grab your hooper.
Wayne Gretzky holds the record currently for the most amount of career goals at 894. Mm-hmm. Ovechkin is 16 away. Per the analysts of sports, they're saying
hit it this year.
They're
or this
saying
season.
In March. So we're not even gonna get into postseason before he hits this. I'm so excited.
I do hope he pads it, though. I mean...
Well, he's got the rest of the season if he hits it in March.
That, and I do hope he keeps playing. He's getting up there in age, though, to be honest with you. But I think he's got gas in the tank. The dude's got skills.
Mm-hmm. And he's got some babies, though, too.
But. Yeah, but, I mean, he's a tough fella. Mm-hmm. He broke his leg this year, I think, didn't he?
Oh, I don't recall.
I feel like he did, but he's back.
Yeah.
Either way, 16 to go. Dude's going to break it. I'll be honest with you, we haven't watched a lot of hockey since moving to Florida because it's hot here. And it doesn't make sense.
That's not why.
Yeah, it is.
No, we don't want to pay for TV, like a TV.
Yeah, we cord cut. And we cord cut, and not only did we cord cut, we really only have Netflix.
Right. We have very minimal Amazon Prime, like very minimal.
Yeah, we have the what comes with Amazon shit, you know, because we have to have Prime. You got to have that 2-day
shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
well, it's even
it.
Faster here because we're Tampa has distribution centers everywhere.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I do hope he gets it. And I want to be sure we watch that game because they're going to celebrate like crazy for him. Which they
think it's going to be the North Carolina game. I think they said March 10th is what they're guessing. Obviously, they can't know.
Well, he's got to score a lot. And-
16. We're almost there. Oh, so excited. So switching. Wait, hold on. Who do you think is better, Ovechkin or Crosby?
All right, I just said that. Ovechkin's okay. Easily better.
I just wanted it for the
Crosby
record.
Will never, ever get as many goals to get close to Gretzky's record.
Yep. Just for the record. Just for the record. And for my dad's sake.
He's going to be mad about this.
So Super Bowl just
happened.
Lumpy
boy.
Super Bowl just happened recently.
Yes. Thank God they lost too.
Yes. So we all know that the Chiefs. Well, I couldn't think of what the team was called for a second there.
That dude, Mahomes, has the most annoying laugh.
You think? He reminds me of Seth Rogen a lot.
Yeah, a little bit. He's got that weird laugh. It makes no sense. Where is it coming from?
We get a break for a little while from football, from Taylor Swift, from.
I was happy to see that Taylor Swift kind of get booed too. Yeah. Did you see that video?
Mm-hmm.
She looked like that meme of that Muppet looking character where it's looking at the camera and then looking away. She looked just like that. And then you could see her mouth. What is happening? Because she was getting booed. It's like, are you out of touch?
Everybody says she looked like Sharpay from High School Musical, just standing there.
Just all jacked up.
Yeah.
Well, and then everybody cheered for Trump. Like it was a huge cheer. Yeah.
Yeah, same just happened at NASCAR.
Daytona 500 was today, and Trump did his rounds there, and that place erupted, and Air Force One did a flyover, Thunderbirds did a flyover. The Beast went around the track a couple times. You know how much gas they probably use going around that track and that thing? The freaking presidential limousine is called the Beast, and it weighs 22,000 pounds.
That's insane.
It's a Cadillac that weighs 22,000 pounds. It weighs, so a NASCAR weighs 3,200 pounds. Huh. What's the math on that? Seven times as much. That's insanity.
That's a lot.
How fast? They won't. It was top secret. They tried to ask how fast it can actually go. They were like, we're not telling you. Huh. That thing probably flies and shit.
Flies?
Yeah.
Jumps.
Yeah, it's got boosters in it. Yeah.
All the things.
It's got boosters in it. It probably floats and shit.
Back to the topic of the Super Bowl. So, Taylor Swift, you know how her and Kelsey, right, are a thing.
Yeah, she probably beat him when he got home. I'm joking.
All jokes, I know. But recently, MLB, at MLB on X, Twitter, whatever the heck you want to call it, posted a picture.
Who is MLB?
Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure. So no, I was. You were talking about MLB like it was a human.
You're still blonde. It's cute. Okay, so the MLB posted a picture of one of their pitchers on the Dodgers. I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but holding hands with Taylor Swift and said, "Can't wait for the upcoming season."
Oh my!
Travis Kelce responded, "What the?" It looks so good too.
It was AI.
I don't know if it was AI or they just overlaid her face. Or
it could have been like a previous.
No.
It wasn't.
No, these have never. And this MLB pitcher is actually married, so it may have just been his wife that he's holding hands with, and they put Taylor Swift's face on.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Though
that was bad.
That is masterful trolling. That's better than Wendy's. And Wendy's has some skills when it comes to trolling.
That was really good. Okay, but back to the question of which one? Which one's better?
I already told you.
No.
I don't know how many times you want me to say that Ovechkin is going to stomp.
No.
Crybaby Crosby.
New one. Ready?
Who?
Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Come the fuck on.
They keep saying that every time Tom Brady is in the vicinity of a Super Bowl, that Patrick Mahomes loses. So Tom Brady was announcing at the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes lose. They're trying to make that correlation.
Tom Brady's, it'll take a lot to surpass that dude.
Like what? A three-peat? Would the three-peat have done it?
No.
No?
No, because I think half the Kansas City Chiefs are refs, so.
Okay. Well, but I was curious.
I don't like football, period. And some of the.
I do.
I enjoyed watching Patrick Mahomes get shitted on, though.
Well, that's good, I guess. Seth Rogen. Yeah. So recently.
Oh my God, that toenail is killing me.
Oh my God, you're killing me. Okay. Gonna get through this. Recently, we finished a series that we've been watching for a while now.
Yeah, it just ended.
Cobra Kai.
It just ended. Spoilers, just in case.
Yep, not all the spoilers in case you haven't seen it yet. Again, Netflix is like one of the only platforms we have. Mm-hmm. But Cobra Kai.
It's over. And I told you this before this final season, and I told you it should have been done a while ago.
Yeah.
They started getting kind of outlandish and unrealistic. At least at first, it was like...
Made sense. High school bullying.
High school bullying. And then, you know, Johnny Lawrence was the old bully, but he essentially let his high school karate shit catch up to him. Like, he was labeled a loser. He labeled himself a loser his whole life because of losing. And it was about a lot of trauma for Johnny.
Yeah.
And that was all believable. Bringing back like high school rivalries with Danny and all that stuff.
The All Valley, like those things are believable.
Then they started getting silly. Like all the kids would go to the other person's house and they'd be fighting in the house. Like, it's like, dude, that's not, at least in Florida, that shit ain't happening. We got stand your ground laws here. Like everybody would have been dead.
Well, I don't even think that was the outlandish part. It really came to me like outlandish when it was the breaking adults? Of bones of yeah, each other and like
you guys are
using weapons. And then you go to, I think it was South Korea was a part of it. And then they had this dojo that was just like really crazy. Like there's just some weird things that started to happen.
It was too much. Mm-hmm. They got too, I know they were, I don't know. They got too weird.
Yeah.
Too fake to me.
Yeah.
Like in the first, well, was it the first season or the second season where main character got.
Say it. We already said spoilers.
Okay. Well, main character broke his back.
Miguel. Yeah.
In the first season?
Second.
Second season. Yeah. I think it was the second season because, yeah, but that all was fine because it was like you said, the high school bullying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the consequences to your little rivalry caused real life screw ups,
which happens.
Right.
I mean, 13 Reasons Why, like that's a real thing.
But and then all of a sudden you're talking about these like these adults like John Kreese and Silver from the old movies.
And they were insane in the old movies. So it correlated.
But it was like it was too much. It was like they were treating the kids like they were soldiers in a war. It's like you're not in Vietnam, bro.
But I think that was the point. They had trauma from that. So they brought it to the kids.
Yeah, but it was too much. It was like, it was hard for, it was, at least for me, it was hard to believe that any of these kids, because I remember being a high school kid. I was dumb, but I wasn't that fucking dumb. I wouldn't let some old motherfucker say, bruh, you're in a war now. Everything's war. You must beat everybody's ass or else you're going
to
die.
You wouldn't even listen to the teacher when they told you to stop doing something.
No. So I don't know. It was just weird. But
I feel like this last half of season 6, the final portion.
They killed it.
It was not killed it. They did it well.
I know. They killed it. They did a really good freaking job.
They closed it up so well. Put the bow on it. It was nice and pretty. The only thing that I think could have been a little better was Robbie's part. I feel like he got a little shafted, but I mean, he ended up with a deal with Tori, so maybe that's okay. But
I see what you're saying because he never won a championship,
right? Ever.
But
he gets to take place of Johnny and do it right rather than Johnny's loser mentality throughout his life,
right?
So he gets to be mini Johnny do over,
and he accepted it, and that showed growth too. Like, but it was good. I enjoyed it a lot. I this sounds so silly, but I wrote it in my journal last night that I think that they ended this better than Breaking Bad ended.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And they ended this obviously better than Game of Thrones ended.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that was surprising because
they had gone so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I was seriously concerned about how they were going to finish it off because of how outlandish it got. Yeah. Right.
Aliens.
Karate aliens are coming with swords.
I had a dream about aliens. It was very vivid.
Oh my God. Yeah. And you already wrote a book.
I'm working on it.
My toe is bleeding now.
Oh my God, this toe. So did you hear that they are going to make
Muffin Man?
How to Train Your Dragons live action?
Yeah, I don't.
Why are they going down the Disney route? Nobody asked for this.
Because clearly it's making Disney lots of money.
Bullshit.
It is.
Whoops. I don't believe that to be true at all because all of their live actions have flopped. Every single one.
They flop to you because they're not good. Did they flop in the box office?
I guarantee you they didn't do as good as they thought they were going to
do. Oh, I'm sure. But did they make money?
Maybe did a bit.
Okay.
But regardless, nobody asked for this. Like, the whole reason why I like DreamWorks and Illumination is because they're originals, right? They don't follow the usual tropes, if you will. Whereas Disney, I mean, that's their bread and butter. I get it. But at some point, stop remaking stuff.
I agree.
So don't go down this route, please.
Originality has been lost, for sure.
It is drowning in a sea of remake, redo, reboot. It is insane. Okay, I'm done.
But I will say Gerard Butler does seem pretty good in that.
Oh, he was the dad in the original, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but we don't need it. What? Who needs it? Who asked for this? Point to them. Where are they?
What are you going to do?
Smack them. Because this is not needed. Give me something new.
Science.
Bless you. Ugh. Like, Sonic has been awesome. Why can't we find more things like that?
Yeah, no, that's not really an original IP, but it's original films.
Right, it's original content.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the video games other than the characters, but just find more originality, please. For the love of God. Find it.
Love you.
Okay. So we got a couple of things.
I'd try to diffuse the situation by saying I love you.
It did. It calmed me down. I appreciate it.
I know, you're welcome.
Okay, thanks.
I'm pretty good at that. I should be a therapist.
You should be a therapist?
I should be.
You should not be an English teacher. So a couple of things coming up.
Where?
Mardi Gras coming up.
Am I supposed to buy beads?
No, we get enough of those at the events here in Florida.
Calm down.
It does not make sense how they throw so many beads. They throw them at the Christmas parade.
Gasparilla.
They throw them at Gasparilla. They throw them at just random events. All these beads.
Yeah, I know. Y'all went to that Christmas parade and y'all had to wear hard hats because you were getting pelted.
Oh my God, they were mean.
Yeah, they were like, watch this. Watch this shit. Watch that kid fall down and cry.
But then there's Easter. That's coming up too.
Stop.
We got to decorate all the eggs. And then St. Patrick's Day.
Where we conceived.
Actually, I think St. Patrick's Day is before Easter, but yes.
That's when we conceived.
Our child.
Yes.
No, it was after St. Patrick's
Not
Day,
much,
but it was
though.
Because of a St. Patrick's Day event.
We were drinking.
Meanwhile, it's 85 heavily. And sunny in Florida.
It is.
And we have sunburn.
And our families are getting ready to get smacked up with, at least from what I read, at least 6 inches of snow on next week. English, not in my language.
You're just a winner today. Yes, in Virginia, near the D.C. Virginian. Area. I said in Virginia.
No, you're wrong.
Calm down. I love you.
Take that fingernail.
In Virginia, they're about to get 6 inches of snow on top of their already existing snow from a couple weeks ago. So they are just getting it piled on. Meanwhile, we have sunburn from being outdoors this weekend.
Yep. Not first, but soccer and stuff is in full effect and it's fun.
But there was a map that showed the United States of all the weather in one day snapshot. In Plant City, Florida, it was, I forget, I think it was 95. In North Dakota, it was
negative five. 100 degrees.
100 degree difference between a northern point and a southern point in the country. That's insane.
Who the fuck lives in North Dakota?
Not us.
I know my buddy's dad does. Well, at least he did. And he said that it's not good.
No. Come to Florida.
Imagine the houses, how they have to be built to withstand that.
That cold.
Heat is different. Like 100 degrees, yeah, it could be kind of uncomfortable after a while, but you can drink water, hydrate, pour water on yourself.
Get in water.
But what are you going to do in Negative five.
Just bury yourself in blankets, fleece, wool.
I can't.
Fire.
What if you run out of wood? Yeah, I think my buddy's dad actually has a geothermal set up there too. They dug a big old hole in the ground, and
I had an intrusive thought. I'm glad I didn't say it out loud.
Might have been bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.